Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tankar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor of the Tankar's Tavern blog. And, yeah. Another day with pneumonia. No sleep better. I'm not running out of breath if I walk the length of the house, necessarily. Still, you know, not breathing 100% properly. But at least it isn't those panting breaths. At least I can, like, gasp for air and go, you know, prank phone calls. So, last night, we opened up the Tavern After Hours. And I was pleasantly surprised. We got about 10 people in there at one point. Bad Mike from North Texas and Frog Eye Games. James Spahn, Mr. Whitestar himself.
Hello.
Oh, and there's somebody popping in right now. Let me turn off my headset. Let me pop in for a second. Give me a few minutes. I'm recording an episode. See, now that's going to be coming up in the... Of course, I got to deafen again. But in any case, it's been successful. Okay? The idea of having a place to hang out when everything is getting shut the fuck down because of CV-19. Can we say CV-19 on Anchor? Because apparently you can't say it on YouTube without being demonetized. I don't know, I don't make money at the shit anyway, so.
Okay. Not if you said Chinese coronavirus.
No, it's not if I say Wuhan virus or Chinese coronavirus. They can't say CV coronavirus 19 for whatever reason. I don't know. So in any case, I got a lot of things delivered today. But one stuck out. Hexonomicon. Hexonomicon is a Kickstarter I backed last summer. And what it is it allows you to do an old-style hex map pretty much live with your players with a map and stickers. And, I mean, you're basically building the setting with your players. Now, that being said, I want to read up on this shit. I want to understand it completely because what I want to do is I want to build this with players. In the Tavern After Hours. So I want to be able to do is take this and say, all right, we got this map and where we want to go. And I need to have a video going on too, though. Because I need to be able to show people shit, you know? But you can get the Hexonomicon on DriveThruRPG. Because that's the great thing about it, is that because it by being on DriveThru, because you only have one set of stickers and one set of everything in the actual physical copy. I don't know if you heard that, but by having it in PDF, you have the option of being able to print out as much shit as you want. I guess I would need rubber cement to keep these things, or not even rubber cement. The cement that comes in like those little looks like lip balm sticks. That's what I need. And I can keep that shit in place. But, I think gaming is going to be huge. It's going to be bigly.
And huge.
Huge rage. It's going to be huge. Huge. Because we keep the H silent in New York because things are huge. Forgive me. I mean, technically, I am no longer taking my antibiotics, because my prescription was done up last night, but I am high on healing, and therefore I might be kind of a little punch drunk, but it's a good thing, right? It's a good thing. But yeah, I really want to stress gaming with people. I know there's a discussion in the North Texas RPG Facebook page about whether or not there's going to be a North Texas this year. It's early June. Unless Texas makes the decision to shut down venues, it'll probably happen, even if it's not the wisest choice, because there's a huge amount of money involved in that. And the hotel already has their cut. So these decisions aren't cut and dry. I understand that, and I wish more people who went to these things understood it. So, in any case, folks, I'm going to keep this one relatively short, because I'm going to hop into the tavern after dark, or sorry, tavern after hours. I really should know what the fuck I call shit. For a few minutes, because we got somebody waiting in there. And I'm probably going to go to bed early tonight. I slept over 6 hours last night, which, trust me, is good for any night for me, but especially when I'm sick. Because especially when you cough enough, you don't want the details. But suffice to say, with pneumonia, getting 6 hours of solid sleep while sleeping in a pleather recliner, not bad at all. All right, folks, on that note, as always, be safe, be well, stay healthy. I can't stress that enough. Listen, social distancing, you know, it sounds like bullshit until you're at the hospital with the sepsis and being tested for coronavirus 19. Thank God. Oh, by the way, as a side note, I was released on Thursday. I was told the results would be Friday, and yes, I found them Friday night by going onto the patient portal. But a fucking doctor called me today to leave me a message that my results were negative. Fuck me. Thank God. Thank God for the patient portal is right. All right, folks. Yes. All right. I'm off topic. On that note, God bless. Folks, manana, assuming that I'm like, you know, mentally sane. Well, what am I saying? I'm never mentally sane. Assuming I'm properly insane. I'll see you all tomorrow. Later, folks.